Right, hello and welcome back to the podcast, and today I have here with me Desdemona and Othello. So Othello, how would you say the betrayal of Iago affected your actions?
I feel like because of that villain, it led to the death of my beautiful Desdemona. She was so innocent, and I feel that I betrayed her more than Iago has betrayed me.
Who would you blame for Desdemona's death more? Do you feel it was the fault of Iago, or do you believe it was you that killed Desdemona?
It was that villainous voice of Iago that drove me to madness, but it was me who was the Reaper. She did not deserve anything that I had done to her. Before I murdered her, I spoke coldly to her. I hit her, and I cannot be blamed on Iago. It was me who should be blamed for the death of Desdemona.
Before you murdered Desdemona, how do you wish you could have changed your actions?
I wish that I had listened to her when she said she did nothing to deserve what I did. I should have come straight when I thought she had an affair. I should have resisted the temptation to strangle the life out of her.
Right. Hello, Desdemona. I'm very glad to have you. Could you tell me more about how you felt about the betrayal of Othello when he smothered you with the pillow?
I felt that when he came into the bedroom and said to say my prayers because he was going to kill me, I was very confused because I did not know what my actions were that led him to murder. And I felt that when my Lord Othello started to murder me, that he was murdering me for no good cause other than being loyal to him till the day I died. And that day came sooner than I would have hoped for.
Were you upset with him when he started getting more and more angry with you?
No. I felt that I had done something to my Othello, but I just wasn't sure what I had done to him. I thought he had to be mad at me for a reason, but I couldn't think of what I had done. Maybe it was about the handkerchief, but I don't think it would have driven him to hitting me.
I'm very sorry, Desdemona. I'm very sorry for what happened to both of you. I believe that it should be Iago who's in prison for his crimes, but he's also nice to understand from other people's perspectives. Thank you for coming on the podcast today.